Now listen to him in chapter 2. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. Now, what he is saying here, when he says have not the faith, he says hold not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Now, you notice he is called our Lord Jesus Christ here. James is his half-brother, you must remember, according to the flesh. But he gives him here this full name, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then notice what he calls him, the Lord of glory. Now, here is a strong assertion of the deity of Christ. And do you know that I know of no one that was in a better position to pass on the deity of Christ than a younger brother of the Lord Jesus that was brought up in the same home with him? Frankly, I think he is in a better position to speak on the deity of Christ than some theologian sitting in a musty library in a swivel chair in New York City that is far removed from the reality of this day. And I think he's really far out and removed from the reality of the first century and the home in which Jesus was raised. So I go along with James, if you don't mind. Now, will you notice, he says, though, don't profess faith in Christ and at the same time be a spiritual snob. Don't join some little clique in the church. All believers are brethren, and this has to do with denominations and in the body of Christ. And there is a fellowship of believers. A friendship should be over them as a banner today. Now, James is addressing the total community of believers, the rich, the poor, the influential, the common people, the high, the low, the bond and free, the Jew and the Gentile, the Greek and the barbarian, male and female. And they're all one in Christ when they've come to Christ. He's talking to believers now, and there is a brotherhood, a body of believers, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the common denominator. Friendship and fellowship is the legal tender among believers. Why, the Old Testament, you remember, taught Israel not to regard the person of the rich or the poor. God taught that in the Mosaic system. And you remember Simon Peter learned when he went down to Joppa. You remember when God let down that sheet with all kinds of animals that was in it. And he said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. And back over in the 19th chapter of Leviticus, in the 15th verse, God says, ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. And a child of God today,